dear listeners, and welcome to episode 63 of TNS, the third episode in season 3. We've had two wonderful conversations so far in the season, one with Hannah from Hyber and one with Catherine. Now today, I bring you another inspiring conversation, much in line with those two. For this, I'm joined by Fatawi, a 21-year-old first-year undergrad student at the Uni of Bedfordshire, studying sports management and development. Now, Fatawi's tale is particularly unique and so inspiring, as I say. He's originally from Eritrea, and he moved to the UK when he was 14 years old, having never before been in full-time education. Now, he was pessimistic about his chances of getting into university, as he was behind his peers with his English. In fact, when he moved across here, he didn't speak English at all. But he successfully secured a place at uni, where he's now thriving and looking forward to what the future holds. As I say, this is just a fantastic conversation. He's just a great guy. Fatawi is just a great guy. So much positivity again. I'm enjoying having these conversations with people who have faced some challenges, but they take it full on with a positive mindset. So this is much in line, as I say, with the first two episodes of this season. But just before we launch into this conversation, I need to do a few plugs as well, of course, as we do at the start of every episode. So first off, if you have an iPhone and you're enjoying listening to TNS, then if you could go to Apple Podcasts and leave a nice rating, review, it really helps us to grow in the charts and get our message out to as many people as possible, which is, of course, the aim of this show. And remember to subscribe and follow as well on Spotify and Apple, that is. And also make sure you check out our blog, www.tnsblog.com. Lots of content up on there, lots of guest writers. If you want to write a piece for the blog, don't hesitate to get in touch. Always looking for guest writers to write about anything that they find interesting or stuff that they care about. Don't hesitate to get in touch. But without further ado, I bring you today's conversation. So I'm joined by Fatawi today over Zoom. How are you doing, Fatawi? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm doing good. The weather's been all right recently, so can't complain too much.
Yeah, it's too hot nowadays.
Yeah,
exactly. This last couple of days has been very hot.
Yeah, it's been nice. I can get my tan on, you know, all my worries in the way. It's been pretty good.
Yeah.
So Fatawi is joining me over Zoom, as I say. And so you came across to the UK at 14 from Eritrea, and obviously that's such a big change in culture. I mean, like, the biggest change that I had was that I moved schools when I was 14, and that was hard enough. So, I mean, I can't even imagine the change that you had to deal with. I mean, can you tell us a little bit about the difficulties maybe you faced when you first moved across to the UK at 14?
Yeah. Moving to the UK was a bit difficult. When I first came here, I was 14, couldn't speak English. I didn't even know what to say. Everything just changed straight away. It was very difficult. When I first came here as well, straight away, put me in school. It was so difficult. Like, I didn't know what to say. I was just there. Like, I just go in school. I do nothing. I would just sit there and just listen to people, what they say. All I was just saying is yes, okay, and just put my hand out, and that's it. That's everything I was saying. But school is difficult. Obviously, you wanna everyone there speaks English. You know, everyone have friends. Everyone like do stuff and stuff like that. I was just walking around like doing nothing, and then it wasn't making sense for me. So it was difficult. It was very difficult.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine.
You know, not being able to converse with people at the start is always going to be a sort of a barrier. But you'd also never been in full-time education, I believe, before that moment. Is that true?
Yeah. So in Eritrea, the school is, works like this. So so from year 1 to 5, you study half of the day. So it's half of the day. So I used to do that. But usually in Eritrea, when you're young, you start working, you start doing stuff with your family. But from a young age, so me, I started when I was 5. I was looking after like animals and stuff like that. So school is not really, it is important, but it's not that important. So because you have other stuff to worry about. So school, I always been interested in studying, you know, doing education, learning and stuff like that. But I never got into that place. I never like fully studied or fully and went to school and then like, you know, this is what my future is going to be like, you know. I never thought like that. I would just survive for the day, see what happens tomorrow. And then obviously when I was in Eritrea, I got into year 6. So in year 6 for us is very difficult. So where I used to live then, I would go to work from like 8 to 9 until 11, then I'll have to walk for 2 hours to go to school, which is very difficult. Like, you're not gonna book. I'll come late as well. So homework and stuff like that, I'm not gonna do homework. How am I gonna, like, I'll be walking for 2 hours. It was just mad. So in school, it wasn't really for me. I wasn't the smartest kid there. I wasn't doing anything. I was just going to school for just the name of it. So It was difficult. And then when I moved here as well, because my age was a bit higher, they put me in year 10. So like when I moved here, I was straight away, I was like, GCSE. I don't know what GCSE means. I was like, come on. It was difficult. It was difficult.
So how did you know, you came across at school, obviously here school is, you know, everyone has to do it. It's pretty intense. You know, you're in lessons pretty much all day, every day. So how long do you think it took before you sort of got used to this new timetable? Did it take like a year? Or was it when you started to really become fluent in English that you became more in tune with it?
I don't even know. It just naturally came to me.
Yeah.
Like, well, because at the beginning, I remember the beginning, like, I was literally doing nothing. Then even the school that I went to, they were good. They were helping me a lot, you know, gave me my own teacher. So I would do extra time. I would just stay extra. But at the beginning, I don't know what to say. I would just stay extra, just there. So, but it got to me. I don't know how and when. it just got to me.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, school's hard for all of us at the best of times, especially those ages, you know, like sort of 14 to you're 18, till you leave school. It's a difficult time. I mean, did you find the actual workload sort of okay? Like, did you actually enjoy the studying element of it, or was it more this sort of extracurricular sort of you know, making new friends, blah blah blah, or which side of it did you prefer?
Making friends would be easier for me because I play football. So right. when I go there, and everyone is like, because I'm kind of new and I couldn't speak English, everyone is like extra nice to me. So no one actually like says anything to me or just say, hi, how are you? Are you good there? Everything. So everything was nice. Like, everyone was nice there. Like, everyone was treating me nice and everything. So it was easier for me, you know. I'll say like, I get excited to see people, to meet people, to play football with them and stuff. And I was never excited about doing schoolwork, so like, because it's difficult and I don't understand. So it was just speaking to people more.
And you've touched on such an important point. I mean, sport is just the best way of connecting with people. You said you played football. I played footy quite a bit growing up. But any team sport, you just forge these bonds with people, don't you? It's why I try and encourage everyone I know to just like play sport, especially when you're younger. So did you play quite a lot of football growing up then?
I used to play. Well, it's not the same. It's not the same as here, obviously. We used to make footballs like using socks and stuff.
Wow.
So, but football is very important in Eritrea. In any country, football is just this massive thing. So, when I came here as well, like, when I went to school the first time, I went to it's like, everything I know is play football. Let's just go play football because you don't have to speak as well. You don't have to say anything. You just play football. You just do what you can. So, it made it easier for me. Football made it easier for me, like, speak to people. You know, the first thing I learned was, like, hey, pass the ball.
Universal language of pass the ball. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's beautiful. You know, I, wherever I've sort of been in the world, you know, different times when I've been and visited countries, that the sort of thing that connects people is football. It's a strange thing. You can
live in
a remote village in, you know, the middle of nowhere. And if I say I'm from Manchester, then people are like, oh, Manchester United.
Manchester United, yeah. That's what I used to say.
Everyone knows.
I knew the name Manchester United.
It's that, yeah, everyone knows. I'm a Manchester City fan myself, but I have to just go, yeah, Manchester United always, just to appease everyone. But that's so good. So you use the sport to sort of ingrain yourself a bit more and make those bonds. But as you're growing up and you started thinking about going to uni, did you ever think that it would be beyond your reach, or did you always really want to go to uni? Was that always something?
See, I always wanted to go to uni, but I know if I would get to uni, because when you first come here, like, when they people say uni is like, you know, doctors, you know, like, this the high up, you know. So I know if I would actually go to uni. I want to go to uni, but I know if I would go to uni, you know what I'm trying to say. So it's like, nah, I was like, no, I'm not going to uni. But until the last minute, I was saying, Can I even do anything at uni? Am I good? That I wasn't confident in myself. Like, I wasn't, you know, I'm not smart. Like, I don't know anything. I was just like, what am I gonna do when I go to uni? What am I gonna study? What, like, it was so difficult. I literally made that the decision was at the end. Like, I was late to apply as well. I was like, but I got in. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. I still can't believe it.
That is incredible. I think you're doing yourself a slight disservice, by the way, because, you know, coming across in your teenage years, you know, that's really difficult. As I said, you know, when I moved schools at 14, I found that hard, like, let alone literally moving countries in your teenage years. You know, when you move across when you're younger, it's slightly different. You move across when you're slightly older, you know, and I think that's really impressive. I think, you know, you should... I don't know if you already do tell yourself that, but that is genuinely so impressive to go to uni, you know, from the position you're in. And I think it's incredible. I know people listening to this right now will also be thinking it's incredible as well. So you got into uni, have you enjoyed it? You're still there now, aren't you?
Yeah, uni's amazing. Like, I never thought it would be like this. I thought we'd just read books and, you know, just write. That's what I thought, how uni is going to be. But uni is amazing. You meet some, like, amazing people. Bedford as well. Bedford is the University of Bedfordshire. It's an amazing place, like, especially for me. It's been good for me. So I made a lot of friends, met a lot of people. I always, like, everyone there is just trying to help you and stuff, you know. Like, I'll tell them as well, no, they're just 14, I couldn't speak English, but I'm here, you know.
Yeah.
But everyone is there to listen to you, you know. Everyone's trying to help.
Trust
you know, everyone's been good for me. Like, I can't complain.
Yeah.
Everyone literally, from school to college to uni, everyone's been good for me. So I'm just grateful.
That's so great to hear that you've had that sort of support the way, because it's so important, you know. I think it's underrated when you have a teacher or a friend or whatever who supports you and helps you to believe. From what you were saying before, you know, you said you might not have had the self-confidence to go to uni. So was there a specific teacher or was there a group of people who made you sort of start to believe in yourself a bit more?
Yeah, friends. The people that I went to school with, like, oh, because at the beginning they say I couldn't speak English, you know, like, then a couple of years later I speak to them and stuff. Oh, like, look how far you come, like, you know, you can definitely go to uni, you can definitely do something with your life. And like, okay, I'll try. And different teachers, my coach, football coach, you know, come on, you can do this, you can go to uni, you can study. What else? But that's, it's a lot of people. It's just a lot of people that said that to me.
Yeah, I just think that's so beautiful to hear, you know, to have, as I say, to have that support network, because sometimes you worry that maybe not everyone has that. Support, and then people are backing them. And I was trying to say to, you know, listeners of this show and everything, like, reaching out to mates and like supporting your mates and like telling your mates that they're, you know, that they're good at what they do or whatever, just a little comment, you know, like you said, some of your friends like, look what you've done, like, that can make you feel so good, can't it?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah, it takes 2 minutes to say to your friend, like, you know, like, I really believe in you or whatever. And look what can happen, you know, someone can really sort of make the most of that. So at uni, you're 2 years in, are you still playing quite a lot of sport at uni or?
Yeah, play football, and I play futsal as well.
Oh, really? That's fine. Inside, that's
Yeah.
That's, you got a good play futsal.
I'm not that good, but I just play.
You just enjoy it.
I'm all right. I'm average.
I'm sure you're being very modest right now. You're allowed to brag on this show.
Nah, I'm okay. I say.
But that's good that you keep it going. That's good.
Yeah. But football is life.
It's life. I mean, would you ever think about going into sort of the world of football in any way?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'll maybe a coach or anything like that. Yeah, I'll definitely do that.
Is that something that you're thinking about doing now or?
Yeah, now. I'm trying to get my coaching by just like soon, so
fantastic.
I might do that.
Fantastic. Yeah, I mean, it's a great thing to go into, and if you love it as much as you obviously do, then you've got to do something that you love. I mean, the other question I was going to ask, I suppose, just about uni is what I quite liked about university is how like multicultural it is and how much variety there is in people, you know, from all over the place. And did you quite enjoy that? Did you have people in similar positions to yourself? Did you meet people similar?
I met people I thought like I would never meet. And I have a friend from Egypt that she was doing a master last year, but she's graduated now. But I have a friend, like, I have different friends from different countries, different places, different religion, different everything. So you learn something as well. You learn something new every day, because like it's the stuff that I didn't know that I know now because I met them people, like, you know, this is this, you know, they tell you stuff that you don't know. So it's very, very important. It's very good as well. It helps you grow and stuff, you know.
That's exactly it. It helps you grow. Would you say that's been the most exciting part?
Yeah, I would say that, yeah.
Yeah, just meeting people from all over the world that you would never, ever meet.
I think that's an amazing thing.
Yeah, I think that was the same for myself as well. Just meeting people from all over the place. I thought it was so fun. Yeah, I thought it was so fun. Uni's the best year of your life. Have you got one more year or?
I got one more year.
You got to make the most of that before the real world.
Yeah.
Well, look, Fatawi, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you. Honestly, I can just hear, you know, the positivity in your voice. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you, man. Thank you for the opportunity. You know. Thank you. I never thought I would do this kind of stuff as well. So it's been amazing. Thank you.
Thank you for finding the time, as I say. And obviously, I'll put everything up for this episode on our social media platforms so people can, you know, get in touch. If you give me any details at all, people can get in touch, because your story is genuinely amazing, just to show that people can you know, do stuff. People can make the most of it.
Yeah.
So thank you again for Tari.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation as much as I did. Obviously, just trying to work with Zoom at the moment, I know the audio quality can at times be, well, not what I'd like it to be, basically, but we're working with the times and what we've got, and I do think it's working out quite well. But yeah, Fatawi was a fantastic guest. Again, so much positivity, and I really hope that, you know, you're enjoying these episodes that are coming out at the moment. So many great stories, and as I say, so much positivity. I'll just plug our social media channels, so you can go and find us on Instagram at @thenakedstudent_, on Twitter at @TNS_podcasts, and we've also got a Facebook page as well, which is just The Naked Student. Make sure you check out our blog, of course, and I will be back very soon with a brand new episode.